listen to a pretty all right podcast about wrestling, do ya?
Well, the natural lad, Jeff Swagg, has said time and time again that there's only one podcast that's the most decent and the most all right in the industry today.
And that's who? It's the Game Raider Wrestling Podcast. Welcome back. We haven't been around for a minute, but we're back once again for a brand new episode of Game Rage Wrestling. My name's Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, hello.
And we're here for our obligatory No Curse Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, where we don't curse for the first minute of the episode, so that way we can move up in the algorithm and, maybe get seen by more people. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it's all just a the thing where you think you have like a
placebo.
Yeah, there you go. It's a placebo effect. Maybe it's not even real. But who knows? I guess we'll find out. So, all right. Well, we passed the minute. So good. Go fuck yourselves. Now let's hear what the fuck we got going on in pro wrestling coming up. We are coming up upon WrestleMania 41 or WrestleMania Vegas. Is there not? WrestleMania Vegas is now, I guess, what it's being referred to as.
WrestleMania gambling cards.
WrestleMania poker.
WrestleMania poker.
So,
WrestleMania aces and eights.
All right. So we have here the supposed match card. Where?
Well, they better get that shit figured out because this coming week is WrestleMania.
It's 1 week away. So we don't have in any particular order here, but we have apparently this is the night one. Wait, what the fuck? Oh, man. They did screw CM Punk once again.
How so?
So he's the main event on night one.
Yeah, that's how.
I thought he was like the main event. Like,
no, what are you talking about?
Oh, he's just the main event on night one? Well, that's stupid. That's still also stupid. But anyways, also to be undercutting the World Heavyweight Championship match, which is also going to be on night one.
Dude.
Therefore making it completely irrelevant.
At this point, why fuck around with how consistently they've been fucking over the World Heavyweight Championship's status, its importance, its relevancy? Why even bother putting it second? Would presumably be the second to last position on night one, right? Yeah. Why fucking bother? Just put it in the dark match.
Yeah, that's true. Just put it on the preview.
Why waste our time, dude?
Yeah, I agree. But anyway, so the match card that we have going on right here for night one, we have the War Raiders versus the New Day for the
don't
World
care.
Tag Team
Already don't give a shit.
Yeah, don't care. We also have Jade Cargill versus Naomi, which, I don't know, don't really care about that either.
Nope.
We do have a match that I think you will care about. LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu for the U.S. title.
Oh, man.
I think we see a title change here.
We
see Jacob Fatu take the belt and, get his first taste of gold in the WWE.
I'm not sure if it's going to be an ass beating because...
I don't know, man. I kind of feel like it has to be. LA Knight needs to take a huge L on this one.
That sucks because I like LA Knight.
I do too.
And I don't think he deserves to get squashed. But in order to make Jacob Fatu formidable force that he is,
I think he was going. I think the plan without, because Shinsuke, somebody died or whatever.
Oh, yeah. One of his buddies from NJPW died.
Right. So that's the reason that they took the belt off so he could take some time off. Well, personally, I think they were just going to feed Shinsuke to Jacob Fatu anyways. And so,
yes, but it comes at LA Knight's expense.
Now that's what I'm saying is originally it was going to be Shinsuke was going to be jobbing to Jacob Fatu. Now it's LA Knight. And listen, it sucks because Shinsuke, I don't think he deserves that either. But with the track record of what they've been doing to him recently, Yeah, that you figured. It figures, right?
He's relegated to basically fucking house events, dude. Right. It sucks because he's so much better than that.
Yeah, he is.
And I think it's because it's a language barrier thing.
Yeah.
And also the gimmicks haven't been all that great.
Yeah.
When he was in fucking NXT, like they had him right.
Yeah, that was fire. So we got that match. Yeah, I think Jacob Fatu is going to take it. I think it's going to be a good match, though. I hope it's going to be a good match, at least entertaining. Then next up, we have Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair for the WWE Women's Championship.
I feel like some
fuckery.
I feel like some actual beef is going to happen, and we may very well see some fucking titties flopping.
Oh, man. Let's hope. I sure hope.
I feel like we're going to get some fucking Janet Jackson type of shit because Tiffany Stratton took some mean swings at her.
Yeah.
Last week or whatever week it was that she cut that promo about how Charlotte Flair is over 3 in marriages. And then she did the woo, the Ric Flair woo. Oh my dude, I don't think this is going to end well. We're going to get some kind of wardrobe malfunction is my prediction.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Hopefully not on Charlotte, because we've already seen that and it's not that impressive.
Please, dude, that wasn't nice. Like, I think.
What do you mean? Okay, first of all, okay, you basically see them naked out there every week anyways. All this was just the
that's true, selfies, but okay? Look, man.
Not that impressive. I'd much rather, maybe I shouldn't say it's not that impressive, but we've already seen it. It's old news, okay?
It is old news.
Let's get some Tiffany Stratton titties flopping about, okay?
Yeah, I'm just saying that, man, everybody's been dogging on fucking Charlotte Flair.
She kind of deserves it.
She does deserve it, but at the same token, I'm like, damn, why kick a fucking dog while it's down, dude?
Well, because it's fun. That's why. I mean, isn't that the only time we're supposed to do it?
I don't know, man. Sure, I think there's some leeway for some mercy. But, well, anyways, I don't really care about this match that
Neither
much.
Neither do I, but yeah. I just might want to see some titty flopping. So I'm going to tune in for that. Then we're going to have Rey Mysterio go up against El Grande Americano, which is seemingly just Chad Gable in a lucha mask, which I want to watch this match. I think this match is going to be pretty good. Now, I don't know how Rey Mysterio is with his advanced age and his, you know, ability.
Getting a watered down version of Rey.
I've seen him in the tag matches and stuff. Like, okay, he can handle that. But, like, I don't know if, like, this WrestleMania one-on-one is going to be that impressive. But I'm curious to see where they're going to go with this storyline and how that's going to happen.
Maybe he's got that Edge cervical spine injury where he's like, I don't know if I could take a pin to Chad Gable, brother. My neck hurts.
Yeah, I can't lay flat on my back or submit in any way.
I don't know if that's going to work for me, brother. I might have to pin you for this one.
You know what? I hope Rey Mysterio does pull that card. Just fucking
Edge. Rey Edge. Rey Adam Copeland Mysterio.
Oh, yeah. And then we get the championship match, the main title match, the Jey Uso versus Gunther for the World Heavyweight Champion. Also, you know what's kind of weird about this?
What?
Like, why are we having... We got, what, two fucking Raw titles and two SmackDown titles? Is that how that's going?
Yeah. U.S. Championship.
The Women's Championship.
Yes, that's two. Yeah, two Raw,
two... So they split it up two and two on each yeah. I'm assuming each night. Okay. Well, anyways, Jey Uso versus Gunther, I don't give a fuck. I hope this match fails. Well, it's going to fail miserably.
It is going to fail.
And as it's failed the last three fucking times they've done it, and I don't see what they could fucking possibly do that could make it any better. I don't even want to watch it, but I am going to watch it just so I could shit on it. That's literally only the reason to watch it.
Man, the disappointing part is that Jey Uso, the bar is so fucking low that he literally, all he has to do is just do a little bit better than his match with his own brother for it to be remarkable. Because the bar has already been set so low.
So low. So fucking low. Then we're going to finish off night one with the main event, which has already been foretold. Seth Rollins, CM Punk, Roman Reigns in the triple threat match for basically nothing. I mean, The Paul Heyman betrayal match, I guess, is what we're going to call this. I don't know.
All right. I'm starting to bite. I'm starting to bite on some of the rumors or some of the thoughts that people have had. There's some fuckery afoot.
Mm-hmm. There is.
One thing for sure is that they've been selling Paul Heyman's friendship with CM Punk within a promo, a video package. And I thought, how very strange that they're pushing that so forcefully to the point that I believe we're going to get a Seth Rollins, Paul Heyman partnership for the foreseeable future. Does he win? I'm not really sure, but considering that Seth Rollins' record as of the last year, he's been taking a lot of fucking L's. And yep. I think he's kind of due for a fucking win, especially at WrestleMania. It would be the time for him to win because in order for him to maintain his superstar status, his main event status, he's going to need something to keep people invested in his character, keep him relevant. And for him to have Paul Heyman flop and come over to his side, I think that presents some interesting storylines. And, you know, I think for a lot of us, we see WrestleMania as like a reset for the rest of the year, for, you know, a new starting point for storylines that are going to be happening for the next year or so until the next WrestleMania. So I think this would be a nice resetting point to have new interesting threads where Paul Heyman fucks both Roman Reigns and CM Punk.
Yeah, and I think, and I'm kind of hopeful that we're going to be maybe getting this new faction, some kind of new faction where it's Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, fucking who knows who else, right? But I think that would be kind of cool if they did some shit like that, like the screw jobs or something, where it's like the guys that feel like they've been getting screwed the whole time, and now they're finally taking life into their own hands, and they're fucking making shit happen by cheating and being dickheads.
What do you think is the secret favor that CM Punk asked? Because it wasn't just him entering and being part of the main event of a night. There's another stipulation, I suppose.
I kind of feel like it's... I think this match is going to determine... It's going to be some implication that's going to be announced before the match. And I think it's going to be like a number one contender or like some kind of a title shot is going to happen. Maybe it's even like they're going to make up some new bullshit for Money in the Bank. It'll be called something else. Like they're going to call it some one title. It'll be a cash-in contract. You can do whatever. And then if Seth Rollins wins, though, that's what CM Punk's favor is. But then it gets screwed because I think Paul Heyman betrays him and then joins with Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins gets the thing. And then we go on to the next night at the main event, and there involves some fuckery with this John Cena Cody Rhodes match with this new faction that's good. This is when this new faction kind of shows up and inserts itself into this match. And maybe Seth Rollins walks away with the belt. I don't fucking know. Who knows? Who fucking knows? But yeah, there's definitely going to be some fuckery going on, and I don't know. We'll see. But we get into night two, and it looks like on night two we're going to be having Io Sky versus Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair for the Women's World Championship. I think this match is going to be terrible, but
the only thing I'd really love to see is if Io Sky ends up winning the title versus the other two, because I don't think either of those two need to have
a belt.
No, they don't. And I don't think they deserve it either.
Yeah, I agree. Then we get, which I think this match is going to be awesome. We're going to get Breaker versus Penta versus Finn Balor versus Dominic Mysterio.
A fatal four-way.
Four-way for the IC title. This may be the match of the night.
Yeah, maybe, possibly. This might be this looks like a banger.
It is. It's got banger written all over it. I mean, this is going to be fucking insane. I don't know, man. I don't know what happens in this match.
I'll tell you. I think I know what happens.
What?
Bond Breaker. For sure. Bond Breaker loses the title.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
He loses without being involved in the finish.
And I think you put the strap on Penta as a nice
little, hey, welcome to the WWE.
Yeah. Welcome to the club. Now you're legit. Let's get you over. I think Finn Balor's cannon fodder, because at this point we can't be proven otherwise. Dude, he just continues to get fucked over. I'm not saying I'm a Finn Balor mark or anything like that, but my God, have they booked him? Dude, consistently ever since that match with the with Edge where he became the Fiend or whatever, dude. Nothing but L's forever.
Yeah, seriously.
And yeah, they got the world tag team titles, but who gives a shit? Like, that might as well be.
That's worthless at this point.
It's worthless at this point, but Dominic Mysterio, possibly Dark Horse. They finally give him something that that's the Dark Horse pick, but my most realistic pick, I think they give it to Penta.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Penta walks away with the belt. Then we get. We're going to have Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre.
Meat slapping.
It's going to be a meat slap fest. And I think Drew McIntyre walks away with the win on this one. I think he better. I think he's owed it.
I think he's fucking better. Yeah, I think if he doesn't want his contract null and void.
if he doesn't want to end up in AEW, he needs to win this fucking match.
He would most assuredly be AEW champion upon arrival, dude.
Oh, yeah. The second he walked in, they'd just be like, here you go.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have Randy Orton in a match. Now, it was originally slated to be him versus Kevin Owens, but obviously Kevin Owens has this, like, fucking neck injury or whatever, so he can't wrestle.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how much of that is, if that's a work or not. I mean, you know how they do shit like that. I don't know who the fuck the TBA is going to be. They have said that Randy Orton will still be on the card wrestling someone. I don't know if this is taking their opportunity to debut someone that's jumping over from another brand, or who the fuck knows. But either way, I'm sure Randy Orton will put on a good effort, and we'll see what happens with his fucking stiff ass fucking movements.
Feels like a throwaway match, something to fill the night.
Could be.
And if that were the case, I would rather just him not be at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And just give more time to the Bron Breakker.
Yeah.
Make it an hour.
Right. Yeah. And then we're going to have AJ Styles taking on Logan Paul, which I honestly am actually pretty excited for that match because AJ Styles fucking is excellent. And Logan Paul is a shithead. However, he's athletic as fuck. So I think you combine those two. I think you're going to get a great match out of it. That's what I think. But I guess we'll see.
I don't care what the outcome is.
Neither do
I think it's going to come at the expense of AJ Styles, and I just don't like that.
Yeah, I'm sure KSI is going to be involved, or you know, whoever.
Some fuckery.
Yeah, or that guy, whoever the fuck that other guy is, his other buddy.
But, that match right there, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez versus who gives a shit?
Yeah,
that needs to be a dark match.
Yeah, I don't know why. The other tag team championship isn't even fucking happening on this. Where the fuck's that at?
Yeah, that should be on. They should swap it. Night two should have the War Raiders versus the other dickheads, the New Day. And then stick Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus whoever
on the pre-show
as the pre-show or the fucking opening match.
I don't know. You can't open with that match. That's terrible.
Well, I mean,
that match has got to go on.
It sets the bar low, and then anything else comes after.
But you want to come in hot, and then you cool them off with the. This match needs to be second.
No, right? You start off shitty,
I disagree.
It can only get better from here.
Yeah, I disagree. Anyways, then we're gonna get the main event of night two, which is Cody Rhodes versus John Cena for the Undisputed WWE Championship. I do think there's gonna be some fuckery involved in this match. It's not going to be clean. Whatever's going to fucking happen.
I would love to see if the match with Randy Orton just ultimately doesn't turn into anything. I would love some interference from Randy Orton just to give an F you to John Cena one last time.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
That would be cool. So
outcome. What do you?
I think the outcome that we need to happen
is he gets the strap.
Is that John Cena gets the strap? Is kind of what you need to make this storyline make sense.
Okay, but how does it work though? Because he's been saying he's going to walk away. What reason does he have to come back?
Well, this is where I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he's going to get the strap. What I think is going to I think that's what needs to happen to make sense with this is he gets the strap. But I feel like what's going to happen is Cody Rhodes is going to be in jeopardy of losing the match. The Rock's going to obviously be fucking out there, right?
Yeah.
And there's going to be the double switcheroo, and Cody Rhodes is going to finally sell out and join with the forces with the Rock. and they're going to betray John Cena. This was like, this will be turned out to be a work all along, is that Cody Rhodes decided he was going to actually betray everybody or whatever and join up with The Rock, but then they needed to make it look like whatever, and so John Cena fucking did the heel turn. And then this is going to put John Cena back on being the trajectory of the good guy again, because he's going to get screwed here. But with
rough around the edges.
Yeah, but now he's a little edgier now after this whole thing. And he's probably going to come out and tell The Rock to go fuck himself, just like fucking John Cena or Cody Rhodes did, or he's going to say some shit like that on Raw.
You know what has bothered me about heel Cena is he's come across more whiny than threatening.
Yeah.
I really haven't liked the promos that he's been giving, and they feel fucking neuter than what I would want out of him.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't really gone after Cody Rhodes.
No.
And poked all the holes in his, like, in his gimmick and everything.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, dude, I just want to see fucking John Cena really rip into him and possibly make him cry. But yeah, we haven't gotten that.
We haven't. And I don't know. We still got one more Raw and one more SmackDown to go. So who knows what's going to happen tonight on Raw, or who knows what's going to happen on Friday.
All right. Do you think it's possible that the CM Punk bullshit will come into play on Monday night? Because, you know, the Monday night after WrestleMania has had some wild shit happen before.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it's possible that we get something equally as awesome as WrestleMania itself
play on the out? Monday after WrestleMania?
On the Monday after WrestleMania?
Yeah, I think there is. If they don't pull the trigger on that shit with that, whatever the outcome of that triple threat match is, if they don't pull the trigger on that at night two to put him into that match or however the fuck it's going to be, I think we get a literal title defense.
Something crazy.
Maybe even a title change. I don't know. The night after WrestleMania. So I think there's some, they're set up to do some wild shit. They have plenty of opportunity and plenty of possibilities to do something awesome or at least entertaining. I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. I guess we'll see how this shakes out. Maybe one day we'll be able to afford to go to WrestleMania and get to go and see it in person. To sit in the nosebleeds for $800.
I'd prefer when it comes back around to SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, I think that'll probably roll back around again in 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years. I definitely would like to go to WrestleMania 50 for sure. Like, if we haven't gone, or even if we have gone, I think we definitely need to go to 50. I think 50 will probably be at MSG. And like we were talking about before, it'll be some bullshit where they have an outdoor section of the arena, and then they'll do the indoor so they can have like the massive attendances because it's not a stadium.
You know, it'd be crazy if they just turned into real sons of bitches and they decide, you know what, for WrestleMania 50, we're just going to build out our own venue. And that way they could actually just get absurd with their attendance record.
It's in Stamford, Connecticut, and it's like a million. They buy like a fucking 100,000 fucking acres.
Right. Just, it's like, oh, just so that they could say we had a million people watching
live,
which would be absurdly stupid because whatever the vision for the furthest seat possible is just going to be specks of dot. And people would gladly pay $5,000.
Yeah, you're going to be watching it on Peacock, like, while you're there, so you can see what the fuck's happening.
And all you could say is, like, you have the bragging rights to say that you were at WrestleMania, but you were in
Didn't see shit. Yeah.
Super nosebleeds.
I was a mile and a half away from the stage.
But I was there.
Yeah. That's crazy. Anyways. All right. Well, you got anything else to add for this?
No.
All right. Well, we'll see you here again next week after WrestleMania. And we'll talk about it.
Ready to shit on the whole event.
Yeah, likely ready to shit on the whole event. So anyways, until next time, go fuck yourselves.